Our scripture lesson this morning is from 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 20 through 38. 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 20 to 38. It's found on page 350 in the Pew Bible in front of you if you'd like to find it and follow along. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 20. So Ahab sent word throughout all Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel. Elijah went before the people and said, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal is God, follow him." But the people said nothing. Then Elijah said to them, "I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left, but Baal has 450 prophets. Get two bulls for us. Let Baal's prophets choose one for themselves, and let them cut it into pieces and put it on the wood, but not set fire on to it. I will prepare the other bull and put it on the wood, but not set fire to it. Then you call on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. The God who answers by fire, he is God." Then all the people said, "What you say is good." Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, "Choose one of the bulls and prepare it first, since there are so many of you. Call on the name of your God, but do not light the fire." So they took the bull given them and prepared it. Then they called on the name of Baal from morning till noon. "Baal, answer us," they shouted, but there was no response. No one answered. And they danced around the altar they had made. At noon, Elijah began to taunt them. "Shout louder," he said. "Surely he's a god. Perhaps he is deep in thought or busy or maybe traveling. Maybe he's sleeping and must be awakened." So they shouted louder and slashed themselves with swords and spears, as was their custom, until their blood flowed. Midday passed, and they continued their frantic prophesying until the time for the evening sacrifice. But there was no response. No one answered. No one paid attention. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come here to me." They came to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord, which had been torn down. Elijah took 12 stones, one for each of the tribes descended from Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, "Your name shall be Israel." With the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he dug a trench around it large enough to hold two seahs of seed. He arranged the wood, cut the bull into pieces, and laid it on the wood. Then he said to them, "Fill four large jars with water and pour it on the offering and on the wood." "Do it again," he said, and they did it again. "Do it third time," he ordered, and they did it the third time. The water ran down around the altar and even filled the trench. At the time of sacrifice, the prophet Elijah stepped forward and prayed, "Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, Lord, answer me, so these people will know that you, Lord, are God and that you are turning their hearts back again." Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and cried, "The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God." This is word of the Lord. Would you bow your heads in prayer with me? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for this time for us to step away from our busyness and be in your presence, worshiping you, praising you, and also to hear your words. We thank you, Lord, for these words that have been recorded to reveal to us who you are as the God who loves us. Through our scripture lesson today and through the words that are going to be proclaimed, may you speak to us and give us new insight as to who you are as our God, and help us to experience your love. May the Holy Spirit move among us, minister to us, touch us, open our hearts and our minds so that we can hear what you have to say to us today and be transformed. We pray all this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The story that we just read in our scripture lesson is an account of what took place about 874 to 853 BC when Ahab was king of the northern kingdom of Israel. If you read through those sections of the First Kings, you could see that it was a dark time in the history of Israel, especially in the northern part. And it's recorded in 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 30, that Ahab, King Ahab, son of Omri, did more evil in the eyes of the Lord than any of those before him. So actually, if you read through the 1 Kings, you could see that king after king after king, it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And then when it got to Ahab, this is what it says, that Ahab is the worst of the kings they have ever had so far. See, King Ahab led the people to abandon God and worship the Canaanite god Baal. Ahab is remembered as the most apostate of Israel's kings, and God sends Elijah to turn the tide, to turn the hearts of the people back to God. See, 3 years prior to this event, God sent a message through Elijah that there be a severe drought as God's punishment for Ahab's apostasy in supporting the Baal god. See, Baal is a storm god. And so when God sends a warning that there's going to be a drought, saying that there will be no rain except by my word, see, God is already letting Ahab know that the God you're serving is really not a God. So let's see what happens. He's a storm God, but there won't be a drop of rain until I speak. And so for 3 years, there was a severe drought in the whole country. Not a drop of rain, while Ahab and the Israelites served their God Baal, who's a storm God. But that wasn't enough. People continued to worship Baal. So Elijah confronts King Ahab and the Israelites, calling all the prophets of Baal to Mount Carmel. And so this is what King Elijah says to Ahab and all the Israelites. How long will you waver between the two opinions, two thoughts, two gods? How long are you going to be sitting on the fence between these two gods? If the Lord is God, then follow him. But if Baal is God, then follow him. You got to make up your mind. You cannot be sitting on the fence. See, make up your mind. The people of Northern Kingdom of Israel has been sitting on the fence for some time between their dedication to God, the Yahweh, and the pagan god of their king, Ahab, and his wife, Jezebel, who is Sidonian Canaanite, who actually brought the Baal worshiping to the kingdom. As I mentioned before, the main god of the Canaanites was Baal, and he's the god of the lightning, the storm, and the fertility. So they worshipped Baal, praying that Baal will send enough rain for the crops to grow, and so that they can have the prosperity. And also, it's god of fertility, so, you know, it's whatever that god does, they believe that's going to make them prosperous. So here they are on Mount Carmel, and Elijah suggests a contest, and he says, okay, let's see whose god is real. So we're going to have a contest. Let's get two bulls. You, the Baals, the priests of Baal, you prepare your own altar of sacrifice with one bull. I will prepare my altar for sacrifice to the Lord. You will do everything except you will set the fire on it. Who's going to set the fire? Who? God. So whoever sets the fire is a real god. Now, since there are so many of you, there are 450 of them, Elijah says, why don't you guys go first? So, Baal priest gets a bull, prepares it, sets up the altar, everything is all ready, and they start praying. They start praying, oh, Baal, send us the fire, consume the sacrifice, and let us know that you are our God. So they start 9 in the morning, and they're praying. 30 minutes of prayer. Maybe they need to pray a little longer. An hour of prayer. Nothing happens. They think that, oh, maybe we need to pray more fervently, louder. Let's pour our hearts and let us pray. So they're praying. 2 hours pass. By noon, it says nothing. No answer. Nothing is happening. Elijah is on the side watching all of this, and he starts taunting them. Maybe you guys are not praying hard enough. Maybe you need to pray louder. Maybe your God is busy right now. Maybe he's meditating. Do you think maybe he's going to the Johns? Maybe he's traveling. Maybe he's sleeping. Just pray louder. Wake him up. So the prophets of Baal, they are praying even harder and louder. And part of their custom is to get the attention of their god, they start slashing themselves, cutting, and the blood is flowing out, and they are doing everything they can. It says it was by evening. So they've been at it for at least 8-9 hours. Still nothing. So then Elijah said, okay, you guys had a long day. Why don't you sit and rest? Let me do my thing. So Elijah prepares the altar for the God, for the Lord, and he sets everything up. And then he prays. He prays, that, Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known today that you are God in Israel, and that I am your servant, and have done all these things at your command. Answer me, Lord, answer me. So these people will know that you, Lord, are God, and that you are turning their hearts back again. Elijah knew what God was capable of doing. Elijah had faith that God will answer. And Elijah's call results in the ultimate pyromaniac's fantasy. As soon as he's done praying, there is a lightning and a fire that just comes down from heaven right on the altar. The altar, the stones, the wood, the bull, and even of the water that he poured on the altar, they're all consumed. It was an impressive display that caused the people of Israel to fall to the ground. And they all saw with their two eyes what happened to these altars. And they just exclaimed. They couldn't help it but to say, "The Lord is indeed God. The Lord is God." Finally, their eyes were opened. It was as if they were awakened from their slumber to the reality of God. The crowd ran down the prophets of Baal at Elijah's command, and thus ending the contest, securing the faith of the people. At least for a change, they saw that Baal is no god, but the Lord is God. The whole event, although couched as a contest between Elijah and the prophets, actually it's a contest operating at a many different level. See, first it was the contest among the prophets, right? Elijah and 450 of the Baal's prophets. But underneath it, it was a divine contest, right? Contest among the Lord and Baal. But even further, deeper, was that God was contesting for the hearts of the people. So it wasn't just Elijah and the prophets. It wasn't just for the gods. But it was actually God trying to show himself to the people so that people will turn around and recognize God and worship God and love God again. See, the whole tenet of the scripture from Genesis to the Revelation, if you boil it down to just one thought, it's love the Lord your God and love others. That's basically what it boils down to. So whole of Old Testament, especially the prophetic readings, all we keep hearing is God telling people to come back to me. I am your God. I am the one who created you. I am the one who loves you so much. Why are you running away from me? And so God uses this event to show the people that I am here, guys. Why are you go worshiping Baal, who is not even a god? Return to me. In the pages of scripture, fire is holiness. And through fire, God reached out to the humanity, revealed himself, led the people and empowered so that the world can know that the Lord is God. Remember the burning bush? Through the fire, God calls Moses to go and save his people from Egypt. When the Israelites were in the wilderness, when they came out of Egypt, God led them with the pillars of fire, leading them for 40 years all around, letting them know that God is with them. There was indwelling of the Holy Spirit as tongues of fire resting on the disciples on the day of Pentecost. See, God continues to show us and show the world that He is God. Not through the real fire that burns, but through the fire that shows the love, that shows His presence. God fires the passion in our hearts through the fire of the Holy Spirit. That kind of compels us, that excites us, that empowers us to live our lives, that testifies to the love that God has given us. In our words, in our actions, in our giving, in our serving. That's how God continually reaches out to the world. And it all starts with the fire in our hearts that the Holy Spirit had put. Elijah was a prophet whom God used to turn God's people back. And God uses us in the same way in 2016 if we're willing to be fired up ourselves. During Elijah's time, it was a dark time for the people, for their nation. Where the time we are living in, it is also a dark time that desperately needs the fire of God to come and light the way, to warm the coldness. And God calls us to be that instrument to bring the fire. So, are you willing? Will you open your hearts to the Lord? God is looking to us to be the Elijah, to bring the fire of God in our times. In our world, so that people can turn back to God again. I pray that the Holy Spirit will put fire in our hearts, so hot, so that we are impassioned to live each day sharing Jesus with whoever that comes our way. Amen.